This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would accept a deal to at least temporarily reopen the federal government if it contained a prorated down payment on the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump said the country has no choice but to build a wall to keep out what he says is a virtual invasion by criminals, human traffickers, and drugs.
One of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need the wall. In fact, I see a lot of the Democrats are almost all of them are breaking, saying, look, walls are good. Big difference from what you had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mr. Trump was speaking after the Senate rejected two bills that would have ended a partial government shutdown, now headed into its 35th day. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the crisis is one of the president's own making and one he can easily resolve.
We should at least be able to discuss and compare the merits of our different proposals. And we should be able to do that with government open and not holding the American people hostage.
Meanwhile, 800,000 federal workers remain off the job or are working without being paid. A U.S. Senate committee has subpoenaed President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to testify a day after Cohen said he was postponing an appearance that was scheduled for February 7th. Cohen said Wednesday he was postponing his highly anticipated public testimony in part because of threats Mr. Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, had allegedly made against his family. Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, said that both the president and his lawyer should be censured and investigated for witness tampering and intimidation. Trump and Giuliani have urged the Justice Department to investigate Cohen's father-in-law and allege his involvement in organized crime. This is VOA News.